escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rise Scotty's Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Phil, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
3.3 And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Boom. All right.
If I did that to Ron Simmons' face, the gladiator, he'd absolutely kill me.
Boom.
You know, unfortunately for who, again, sweetheart of a man, big Ron Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
Very, 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 how many times can I say very before you get aggravated? Very nice guy. But imagine he goes to these conventions all weekend long, mm-hmm. and it's like every person walks up to him and says, "Damn!
Damn!
Damn!
I love it.
Damn! Say it, Ron. Damn!" All right, let's not run out of time. Here we go. Best damn audio. It's not a battle. It's just Fat Boy and I co-presenting fun audio that we found that we think you will enjoy. If you find some audio that you want to share with us, you can tag or DM it to us. I'm at OMAFFEW, OHMAFFEW. He is at Fatboy933.
Yes, sir. I'll kick it off.
Yay.
This is a gentleman who's a Texas State representative. His name is John Wiley Bryant.
Hey, Wiley.
Hey, Wiley.
And he just, he's talking about a certain type of gun. Look, I know I'm not the best with guns. I don't know what they all are. But I'm pretty sure this
thing. You voted against people owning them, I thought.
Well, you know, I thought Trump was going to come get them. But I didn't know this was a gun. Maybe you, Matt, you know guns. Maybe you know this gun.
This bill legalizes sawed-off shark guns.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what a sawed-off shark gun is, but.
Oh, wow.
Let me get one.
Oh, man. That's one of them times when the tongue's deciding to go in different ways than you are. It's like when people are speaking in tongues, you know, they say it's the other world speaking again.
I want an automatic
sometimes the brain
shotgun.
Is just not. Well, I used to really, when we used to give away cash, I mean, we still give stuff away, but like we'd give away cash. And I would mix up bucks and dollars, and I'd say ballers.
Ballers.
You just want 1,000 ballers. Oh, man. Sorry, bother. I mean, brother.
It's okay. I couldn't say disc changer.
Right.
Come get this big check.
Paige couldn't say the disc part of that, so it sounded like she was going to have some kind of sex reassignment.
You can look, we do senior shout-outs. We're not the only one that does them. They actually do them in actual graduations. Let's see if you could pick up on this senior shout out.
Jacqueline Jewett. Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
Oh, Julie.
Wow. Damn.
Julie.
Damn, Julie.
Kirkoff is the name.
Oh, clearly a Russian.
Excuse me.
She's related to Rachi.
I think that's, isn't that what Jeff changed his last name to? He's now Neil Kirkoff.
Yeah, I can't believe local business, you know, employs such a infamous Russian. But
I cannot believe that either, especially when they like make turbans.
Plus, how do you get a job wearing a chain around your neck every day? I mean, like an actual chain,
like a junkyard dog style
oh,
chain.
Oh Lord!
I mean, it's some almost like a Rampage Jackson style chain.
God, I forgot about that one.
What's up, Clinton?
Mm-hmm. What's up?
He was supposed to be the new Mr. T, and it just didn't click, did it? All right. Wow, you set the bar really, really high.
That is good.
We're just getting started.
You gotta bring it.
Most of mine right now are throwbacks, but stuff that maybe you saw a long, long time ago. But for instance, this right here. Who knows exactly what year it was, but it was when the Golden Girls were the number one show on television. Imagine, imagine if you will, a bunch of old white women.
Great show.
Had the number one show, and it was a great show. Larry King, he was the guy who farted a lot and put a fan under his microphone or under the table. He was interviewing the great Rue McClanahan.
Oh, no.
When a prank caller claiming to be from Lansing, Michigan called in.
Hello.
Yeah. I'd like to know, when was your first you ever had?
A young admirer.
That was a pornographic phone call from a little kid. Isn't that fun?
I think of. Okay. Maybe he meant job. Let's say he meant job.
No, where was your not. First let's go on
that. That was come on, Rue.
That was a pornographic phone call from a young boy.
Oh,
that was fun.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
Why did she answer him? Well, I was 16 years old.
I know. I was laying in the bathtub with just enough water to cover my perky bosoms.
Yeah, we're going to picture it as Blanche answering anyway.
Oh, Blanche. So, yeah.
That was good.
That's Larry King. The 80s, man. If you were born in the 90s and later, I mean, your life sucks. You didn't realize what the 80s were.
Oh,
you can
boy.
Go watch movies and stuff, but it's not the same. You don't know what an arcade is. You don't know.
You don't. You know about the band. You don't know what a real arcade is.
You don't know what the arcade that we were at caught on fire because we were playing so much damn Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's our arcade fire.
Bastard kids.
Dicks.
We love Xavier Leggett.
We do?
Oh, yeah. He's great. Any clip we get of Xavier, you got to play it.
Okay. I tell you, if I still used a TomTom, I would pay for the download to be able to have him tell me where to go.
Hey, man, you got there left here, man. I hope somebody you do on the road, boy. Here's a compilation of Xavier Leggett recently. He was the guest of the Carolina Hurricanes, who got knocked out of the playoffs because, you know, the Panthers are always good.
Keep pounding.
So here he is reacting to a hockey game. He had behind the glass, too. Great seats.
Hey, you ain't telling me the hockey puck's come flying over here, man. Oh, these folks going crazy, boy. Hey, yeah, they doing that thing. Boy, he got down there cold like, boy, right in front of you, boy.
What's my boy name from OKC with the Braves?
See Alexander.
He's right there.
What? Explain to me how you transfer.
He's the vocal prowess of Sloss from the Goonies.
He's like Black Boomhauer.
I mean, he sounds like he's got CTE, and he doesn't.
He's
not.
He's just passionate.
I'm not being sarcastic or funny when I say that I like gospel music. Like, I really do.
I
enjoy the older gospel music, and sometimes I seek out the old gospel music.
Good stuff.
This one I found from 1983. This is from I believe cousins, but at least there's a brother and a sister in the group for sure, called the Truthettes. The Truthettes are a real band. And this is performed on, if you're from Greenville, it would be the Chicago version of WGGS. Like, it's a local religious broadcasting channel, and they show church and religious music 24/7. And this is just, listen to this song and tell me, why was this on a religious TV show?
I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry right now. She looked at him and said, come into the kitchen and I'll fix you a sandwich. She reached in the cabinet and took out the peanut butter and jelly. He said, Mother, you really don't understand. She looked at him and said, what is it, son? What is it that I don't understand? He said, Mother, what you don't understand is this right here. He told her, the message is fine, but I don't understand the connotation. I don't understand why the young boy was hungry. And mom said, what do you want? And she was making him a peanut butter and jelly.
He was hungry for salvation.
He was hungry for the Lord. You're right.
Can I take us home with, you know what? More businesses need to learn from this business. This is the greatest, I would say, definitely furniture store ever. But it brings everybody together.
Because we currently don't advertise for any. That's why he's saying that.
That's right. I hope they come on for this
Sponsorships
one.
Sponsorships are available.
Because this is a real furniture store in
North
Carolina.
Could you imagine hearing I'm Fat Boy for Lazy Boy? I mean, come
why
on.
Why is it that?
Come on.
Who?
So, hey, guys, do you want to take over the Badcock locations? We can adjust the sign a little, and you can keep most of it.
Only if we're changing it to big. All right, let's hear your thing.
This is a real furniture store. Here's a commercial.
I'm Richard, a.k.a. Big Head. I work at the Red House, and I'm black.
At the Red
I like pumping iron and pumping furniture into people's homes.
I'm Johnny, a.k.a. T-Engage. I work at the Red House, and I'm white. I like deer hunting, bass fishing, and extending credit to all people.
At the Red House.
I'm a black woman, and I love the Red House.
I am white, and the Red House is for me.
At the Red House.
Look at the sofa. It's perfect for a black person or a white person.
This mattress is perfect for a white person or a black person.
At the Red House, oh, where black people and white people buy furniture.
And Hispanic people, too.
And all people.
Is that for real?
Oh, my God, dude. It's in Hickory Point, North Carolina.
Yep.
Holy.
Oh, it's a real place. He said Hispanic.
Dude, I mean, what is Hispanic? Is that a new, like, derivative of? No
idea. Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And I'm just going to read what's on the screen. Is it P1 Cheech and Chuds? Is that right? Can't be right. Chuds?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, that's, it is.
That's great.
What is what are Chuds?
It's Chubbs. C-H-U-B as in boy, B as in boy, S as in Sam. So it's Chubbs.
Why the two B's? Why the extra?
Well, when I was I weigh like 175, so I'm definitely I'm not chubby. But when I was younger, I resembled somebody on YouTube.
I feel like my mother's been reincarnated into the form of a drug addict. I don't know.
I resembled somebody. And so a friend of mine called me that at a party, and it's been stuck ever since.
Who did you resemble? Badlands Chugs, or in your Badlands Chugs?
His name was Chubbs. If you go to YouTube and type in Chubbs, then you'll.
Of course,
I hate that I asked. Now it says here that you have an issue with. A roommate.
It's like Francis on YouTube. The fat guy.
The what?
Francis, the fat guy on YouTube.
God, is that that's the person's name is Francis, the fat guy.
Oh,
fat
this is
guy.
Just a, okay, this is like a normal looking kid. Okay, he's got a cigarette in his mouth.
Well, you don't think Chubbs here is normal looking?
Wait.
Who do you look like? Who's a celebrity you resemble, Cheech and Chubbs?
I don't really know a celebrity I can think of off the top of my head. I mean,
this kid looks like a fat Robert Patterson, Batman.
Pattinson.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the problem with your roommate?
Okay, so to begin with, everything was great. You know, I moved in probably 2 years ago. Everything was fine. I knew then that he kind of dabbled in the speedy drugs.
I was gonna say sodomy.
But it has progressed now into what's the right word? Maybe distributing the speedy drugs.
Is he dealing?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Easier word.
You were almost going to say distributing, and sometimes people do that.
Right. And I'm definitely getting out of getting out of here as soon as possible.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
What, how many Ativan he's on right now?
Well, like, I think you're on something, but like, is it like a pain issue, or are you like just a recreational user, or do you always sound like this? Like, I don't know.
Every time I call, you guys say the same thing. I don't know. I did just get off of work, so
man.
I don't know.
You must have worked four tens in a row. 40 hours.
I'm the guy who owns the electronic company, the electronic repair business.
Oh, okay.
I thought
So. But no, definitely not. Definitely no kind of hard drugs. No alcohol. I don't even drink. So.
Okay. So he says he smokes weed. Now let's hear this part about the roommate.
So it's. he definitely has progressed into dealing, I'm getting, my stuff's packed, it's ready to go. I'm just having an issue finding a plot of land, that's affordable, with a septic tank, already put in and everything.
Wait a minute. You put in...
To rent.
You put in the... What's the thing about the septic tank?
He's looking for a place that's got
that one. Has one specifically.
Yeah. Just
why, you like flushing Q-tips?
No, definitely not.
Okay, I thought you were trying to like figure out how to get away from the roommate.
It's like $10,000 to get a septic tank put in, and then with the plumbing and everything.
You just turned into the beginning of Intergalactic by Beastie Boys.
Now, hang on a second, buddy, because we do have to take a break. But
I think he'll be asleep by the time we come back.
I thought he's trying to get away from his roommate. Is what he's like. Hey, I don't know how to. It sounds like he's already ready to go. Like he's just gonna up
to sleep.
Or that too, like he's just gonna up and get out. Plus, do you need a septic tank that big? Like, how much do you do?
That's the part of the conversation I don't understand what he meant by that.
He's looking for a place with a septic tank ready to move into. Right.
Why
now.
Does it have to have a septic tank?
I guess he doesn't want to be on city water. I thought all that was pretty easy to grasp.
Okay. Wow. Like his. He was making me sleepy.
Dude,
that guy should not be...
He is on something. That ain't like being tired from work. Or...
I mean, it could be. I mean, like...
Really? If I go home at 10 o'clock, I'm not going to be like...
He's on a cocaine stepdaughter now. I mean, like I was saying at the beginning, like, it sounded like my mom reincarnated. She always had that, kind of sound. But, I mean, she was, in her 70s and on oxygen, so.
I work 4 hours a day.
I mean, she sounds like a robot that's, like, batteries dead.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she did. You didn't take the trash out. Plug me in. Hurry up. I got to cook these salmon patties.
She never cursed, but if she did in that tone, it would have been perfect.
It would have been just like, fudge.
Mother.
Like a Christmas story. Text line not brought to you by Planet Fitness because it is not a judge-free zone.
Mm.
It is not.
I'm telling you.
Let's go back to Cheech and Chubbs.
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
Hey, Chubbs, whatever.
So it is.
You definitely on the Cheeba.
Oh, that's what you should have been, Cheech and Chubbs.
So was there an issue with your roommate? Because Fat Boy, who you talked to off there, thought there was an issue with your roommate.
Right. So, I mean, since that has...
Was your dad Bobcat Goldthwait by chance?
Do you know who that is?
I don't know. But yeah, it has definitely transpired into something that I don't want any part of. Like I said, all of my stuff's packed and ready to go.
Yeah.
Just waiting on a piece of land or whatever. But getting to the point, really. To bring it up to him starts a almost, I mean, it's escalated almost into a physical altercation. And so, you know, it's one of those things where, like, you know, I'd like to keep him as a friend, but at the same time, I can't be, I'm not going to be involved in something like that. And, you know, really, what would you guys' opinion be on, you know, would you cut ties with the guy completely? Or just talking to him and saying, hey, you know, I wish you would, you know, not do this or whatever. It's not.
Let me ask you a serious question right now. First off, Paige, she's nodded off.
No, I'm listening.
There she is. Okay. I felt like I was lullabying there. Are you
gay?
No.
He's blind.
Are you on drugs? Like, no, we haven't said your real name.
No,
not on drugs.
I do smoke, you know, some weed every once in a while.
Like, right before calling? I mean, like,
every day?
No, not right before calling. Not every day. Okay. Not every day. Just maybe, you know, if I'm at a buddy's house or something like that, and then they, at a party or something.
Well, let's get to the answer. The answer is yes. If he is dealing and out of your home, and you feel as though, or the home you rent together or whatever, the one with the septic tank, then I would, if you worry about that coming back on you, then yeah, you should probably cut ties.
Why would you want to be friends with him?
Yeah, really.
Is that who you
buy? Well, I mean, he's been a friend for, you know, 15 years, and he got, like I told Fat Boy, he's got a heart of gold, man. He really does. Man. I can leave my wallet on the couch with $1,000 in it. And then come back.
Where's he leaving
in
drugs
morning?
Afterwards? I'm kidding.
That's a lot of money.
I mean,
trust anybody that much.
I think the short answer is, like, how old a guy are you, roughly? Give me the.
I'm 29.
God,
really? You sound like it.
Serious?
29.
Wow, I would have lost that bet.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time out.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, we'll take some calls. Where do you want to start, Flobo?
We'll talk to Jerry.
Jerry. God, if this is Seinfeld, I'll freak out. Is this Jerry Seinfeld? Hello, Jerry?
Hello? Oh, what's up?
It is not Jerry Seinfeld. Good morning, Jerry. How's it going?
The Rise Guys?
Yes, sir.
Man, it is awesome. I've been listening to y'all 93.3 The Planet for like 7 years now.
Thank you.
7 years.
A whole 7 years.
It's like a common law marriage in radio time, right?
Yeah, it really is.
Right?
It really is.
I remember when I first heard y'all, been on the air like 20 years. I was like, what? That's crazy.
23. Matter of fact, like, we've been doing this so long. Paige and I were talking about this earlier. Our first studio had a freaking VCR and a landline with a cord. Like, for real.
Oh, wow.
Now, we still have cordless, or, you know, microphones and everything with cords on them, but, yeah.
You had dial-up internet just to take calls?
Just to take the calls.
Yeah. We have real CDs.
Now, yeah, 22 years, going on 23 years. Now, Jerry, you said you listened to us for seven, so, Jerry, let's see, 2018, who were you listening to before you found us? I love asking questions like this.
Well, I hate to admit it, but John Boy and Billy. But listen. My dad listened to him, so it's just like a habit, all right?
Okay. So he handed it down to you. It's like a generational kind of thing.
Yeah, it happens. We've become fans of the teams that our parents were, the church style orientation, whatever.
Dad, we love you, buddy.
We almost all make mistakes, Jerry, but it's what you do after that Jay blank and blank phase, it counts. So.
My brother's dad still listens to him. He won't listen to me.
Well, screw him. Jerry, you're here now. You're safe. And you can trade that grill and sauce for some beard oil. Nevertheless, tell us about what's going on.
Yeah. Hey, I tell everybody in Columbia down here about y'all. Folks on the upstate side, they can still catch 93.3 on a good day, but beachside, you got to stream it. I probably bought dozen folks to the Saviors of Radio over the years.
Hell yeah.
First off, I love how you just described Columbia, because that is a great way to describe it. The upstate side of Columbia and the beach side of Columbia. Like that, yeah, I totally get that. Bless your damn heart, Jer. This is that's how the gospel spreads. I mean, it really is word of mouth. Sketchy little Bluetooth speaker there on the back porch. It really is. That's how it works.
Oh, we got to start giving out Rise Guys like cards somehow.
Little tracks.
Yep.
Yeah. Little tracks. Yeah,
so listen, here's why I'm calling. One of my favorite stories from the show was when Matt Man told that story about getting stuck in the slide at Ocean Lakes in Myrtle Beach. Dude, I went there every summer as a kid.
Yeah.
And when I heard that story, man, I felt it in my soul.
Jer, may I call you Jer, by the way?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Jer, that pain was real. Like, that was some real trauma. And the fact that you were entertained by that and now want me to tell it again as a grandfather.
Well, you know, some of my buddies who listen, they say they never heard it. So I got two things. A, can you tell that story again real quick? And B, how long was it before you could actually go back to Ocean Lakes pool without feeling like people were going to point and laugh at you?
It's a great story.
Oh, Jer. So, like, do you want to listen to me tell it, or do you want to, like, you want to listen off the air, or what? You want to be on so you can have further questions? I'll limit you to just one further question. You've used two, so
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just want to hear it.
So, once they got the pool, when we were going to Ocean Lakes, we were there before they even got a pool. But when they got the pool, and it made no sense other than being and I can say this about myself, a big fat person going out. What the world was that? She's got. What was that?
Anyway, to go down on the beach was kind of a pain in the butt. So we'd go to the pool. And that particular day, so they had, most of the pool was shallow. They had one, you know, that is the way it's L-shaped. So the lower end of it was deep water. And they had a diving board. And then they
like 7 or 8 feet, I guess, probably. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it was. They had a diving board. And then they had the little loop-de-doo slide. And I had never attempted to do it before. I want to say seventh. It might have been eighth grade year. Seventh grade summer going to eighth grade year. And I climbed up there. And it was right before
took a while.
Adult Swim. Kiss off. It was right before Adult Swim because Jerry, I might mute you in a minute. Nevertheless, a lot of the people were starting to leave because they're like, oh, it's Adult Swim now. If we got kids, we need to leave. So I felt confident, and I climb up. And part of the deal was there's a lifeguard that's sitting there, and you can't go down the slide and also someone off the diving board at the same time. You might collide.
Okay, that makes sense.
He's directing traffic in a sense. So, and it was, I'll be honest, yeah, it was not the easiest thing to climb up because swimming technology had not arrived quite yet.
Oh, no.
I mean, like the stuff was still made out of real metal.
Even the diving board was like two whole steps.
Yeah, and it was like playground equipment was back then. It was all hot and you wanted to just, it hurt so bad.
Burn your fat.
So anyway.
Little fat kid.
And you know what sucks, Jer, is that he was skinny as a kid and is now fat as hell. I was fat as hell as a kid and have now lost a lot of weight.
They reversed.
So we're like the yin to the yang to each other in life. So I get up there, and first thing I did when I got to the top is look at my daddy, who I can remember plain as day was sitting there wearing...
Maybe.
He would never take it. He hated his feet. My dad hated his feet. Like, he needed them. He didn't want to cut them off, but, like, he hated the way they looked. So he'd always wear tennis shoes at the pool. So there he lays with his in his church belt, too, with his shorts. Sitting there, laid out, freaking 1980s-looking ball cap. And he's looking at me, and he just kind of shakes his head side to side, real solemn, like, what are you doing?
Like, he knew what was about to happen.
Yeah, and he was also very protective of me being fat. Like, if he thought people were making fun of me, he'd give them that look of, I will come over there and whip your ass.
Was this a situation where there was a line, and it's like one at a
time?
Three
people deep. I was the third. So, okay. And you could not go up the slide until the other person was even in the water.
Well, now they weigh you. So, good thing they didn't do that back then.
So, as it is now, I am, I have to be honest with the audience right now. I weigh 201 pounds now. I gained 2 pounds.
You got to get back under two.
Well.
You know what's going to happen.
Well, no, I'm not. So, anyway, I don't care I won't lose down to 150, but if I did, I'm still going to have love handles. Like, it's just the way my body's shaped. And I climb up here. This is eighth grade me, and I climb up there, and... If the slide just went straight, there would have been no issues, Jer. You wouldn't have had this great story to make me now get PTSD and tell again. And as that thing turned to the side, that quick turn that it would always do, I got hung. And I don't mean well endowed. I mean literally stuck.
The whole slide shaking.
Right there. Where, if it was straight down like the one at Hardee's, I would have been fine.
Was this like a slow stick, or you just immediately just like womp?
It was okay. So
you knew it was coming.
I was smart to know because we'd been to it was called Water World then, and then before Myrtle Waves, the park, water park. I knew that you'd never go get on the slide right out the gate. Like you need to go get your body wet. Because if
you gotta lube up,
lubing up.
You get lubed up with some sunscreen
or some butter.
Sure, either one.
He has sticks of butter in his pocket.
So when you go and sit down, there's that initial little push because your bottom's wet. But as soon as these handles caught that side, when I'm cutting that curve with my body, it just completely stopped. And I remember it leaning forward to the point where it was screwed down to the thing. I saw the bolts kind of separate a little bit. Like,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's rocking back and forth with me stuck. And I look at the lifeguard, and he's laughing.
And he's doing that thing, and women do this a lot, and I don't know why women specifically, but they grab their mouth and cover it when they're laughing. Like, I guess
they do that, or they smell their fingers when they cry. I don't get that either, but that's what they do.
I don't know what that means, but he's got the hand there, like he doesn't want to see me, but he's bouncing up and down, and his shoulders are in. I can tell he's laughing. And then, so my back is to my parents. I'm facing away from my parents. And I slowly, and I cannot get out. I mean, I'm literally stuck right there in the
turn. And the girls are looking? There's got to be girls looking at you.
Everyone.
But you didn't lose your pants, so that's good.
I look around, and I see people start to elbow each other and tap each other on the shoulder.
Look!
And as I turn around, still stuck in the slide, I get about halfway back, and then there I looked. My own mom and daddy was laughing at me.
Now, this is a legit question.
Yeah.
Did they send a kid down after you to kind of unwedge you, like feet first?
No.
Did they pour oil down the slide to help you move?
No. There was a kid that was about a third my size that went and stood on the side of the slide, the way that it turned the angle right there, and pulled me. I mean, it just needed a little push, and I'd go.
Yeah.
That's a lesson for life. Sometimes people get stuck in life, and they need somebody just going to push them along.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tiny. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.